Well, Ricky, high on Saturday, wasn't it? We had a great day Saturday. Today, a seconder, really. It didn't feel like a game we should have lost, a game we should probably have won.
Yeah, non-league football for United, isn't it? You know, Saturday was excellent and real good feeling and real good atmosphere in the dressing room. And then after tonight, you know, it's you're back down in the dumps again. But I said to the players afterwards, don't get too high off your wins and don't get too low off your defeats. I think it was a really bitter pill to swallow tonight, because I don't think that we certainly didn't deserve to lose the game. But you know, I think that the lads' second half, we probably deserved to win it. And you know, the two that hit the crossbar and then the goalkeeper makes a great save, you're starting to think, you know, are we going to run out of time? And then Clarkie pops up with a goal, and then we score, and it's offside, and it looks borderline. And then Clarkie's effort that the goalkeeper makes a great save from, and you think, you know, we're right on top, and we're going to go on and win the game. And then, you know, set play again. Both goals set plays, and I give it to Biggleswade. I think that they probably, first half, deserved the lead. I thought box to box, both sides were very even, but I thought inside the 18-yard box, inside the 2 18-yard boxes, they were much better. They were a constant threat from set plays, and you know, unfortunately, that's where both the goals have come from. You know, disappointed for it to be like that, because they didn't open us up, they didn't you know, play through us or create too many clear-cut chances, but they were a constant threat from set plays, and we just didn't, unfortunately, defend them well enough. And and I thought second half we played some really attractive football. Lewis Hilliard going off the front, I thought was outstanding. And Clarke had come alive in that period, and Phil Draycott, you know, started to put some real good balls into the box, and Hawley's movement was causing them problems. And you know, after performing like that so well and creating so many chances and scoring and getting back in the game, you think you're going to go on and win, and then to concede in the 90th minute is a killer blow. But lots of positives to take from it. It's not worth
definitely, mate.
You know, it's not worth spending too long being down about it. Dust ourselves down, go again Thursday, and then prepare on for Saturday's game.
Yes, looks like it might be a tough one. Kings Langley started well.
Yeah, good. I think they're a good side. They're a good side last year when we played them under the previous managers, and then the new manager come in and just continue to do that. And they also had a really good result Saturday against Hereford, who were, you know, one of the title favourites, and it looks like they had a really good win away on the road today. So they're always tough games, Nigel. They've been the last two seasons, and we'll look forward to that one at the weekend.
No easy ones at this level, mate.
Nah, of course. And you know, we just have to make sure we're back on it again and recover properly and prepare properly, and then be ready for the game.
Yep, thank you very much.
Cheers.